Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Each year, over 2 million couples get married in the United States. In small civil ceremonies or large events, they all commit to a lifelong relationship, richer or poorer, through sickness and health, till death do them part. But around 750,000 couples divorce each year. Who knows how many stay in unhappy relationships? What makes a successful relationship? Emily Smith wrote an article in the Atlantic Monthly in June 2014, citing research that suggests successful relationships come down to simple kindness and generosity. Social scientists began studying marriage in the 1970s when the divorce rate began to rise. In one study, newlywed couples were connected to monitors and interviewed together. About half the couples had higher pulse rates, more active sweat glands, even though they appeared calm. Researchers said these couples were in an active fight or flight response, just talking with their spouse. The other half of the couples didn't show that. Researchers checked in on marital status 6 years later and found the fight and flight couples had a significantly higher divorce rate. The more agitated couples had more unsuccessful relationships. In the 90s, these same researchers invited newlyweds to spend a day at a bed and breakfast retreat, where the researchers observed the couples' interactions. Doesn't that sound like a great honeymoon? They watched what they called a bid for attention. One spouse would bring up a topic of conversation. The other would either respond favorably to the bid or not. In the example they used, the husband would say, "Look at this bird." The wife may think the bird is not important or even silly, but the husband thought it was important enough to bring it up. So does she respect his bid for interaction, or does she dismiss it or even criticize it? Researchers believed the response had more to do with the relationship than with birds. Were these people meeting each other's emotional needs? They tracked these interactions with 130 newlywed couples. 6 years later, they followed up. Couples with fewer responses were more likely to be divorced. The couples with more positive responses to each other were more likely to be married and report a happy marriage. These researchers felt they could predict divorce by watching newlyweds interact for just one day. We didn't need a researcher to tell us that. We've all gone to a wedding and had the feeling this one wasn't going to work out. The author writes, much of it comes down to the spirit couples bring to the relationship. Do they bring kindness and generosity or contempt, criticism and hostility? Do they look for what the other's doing wrong and criticizing versus respecting their spouse and expressing appreciation? You can think of kindness as a fixed trait. Either you have it or you don't, or think of it as a muscle, a trait that gets stronger the more you use it. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.